It's Thursday, March 14th, AD 2024. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A new report from Pew Research found that worldwide government restrictions on religions reached peak levels in 2021. The report gauged the level of restriction on a 10-point scale. The global median level of government restrictions on religion increased to 3.0 in 2021, up from 2.8 in 2020. It's the highest recorded number since Pew Research began tracking it in 2007. Christians in particular faced harassments by governments or private actors in 160 countries, up from 155 in 2020. Last Friday, voters in Ireland rejected measures that would have changed the Constitution's language about marriage and the family. The so-called Family Amendment would have expanded the concept of family to include unmarried couples and the idea of marriage to include other so-called, quote, durable relationships, end quote. The so-called Care Amendment would have removed language from the Irish Constitution that supported the work of mothers at home. 70% of voters rejected the Care Amendment, and 65% rejected the Family Amendment. Psalm 128, verses 3 and 4 says, "Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord." On Tuesday, the United Kingdom's National Health Service announced the end of puberty blocker prescriptions for minors outside of clinical trials. A spokesperson for the health service said, quote, "We have concluded that there is not enough evidence to support the safety or clinical effectiveness of puberty-suppressing hormones to make the treatment routinely available at this time," end quote. The decision comes as the UK has started to urge doctors to use caution when treating children with gender confusion. In the United States, President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump won their respective parties' nominations for the White House. Voters cast their primary ballots in Georgia, Mississippi, and Washington on Tuesday. This gave Trump 1,249 delegates. He only needed 1,215 for the Republican nomination. Biden secured 2,107 delegates. He only needed 1,968 for the Democratic nomination. The results set up Biden and Trump for a rematch of the 2020 presidential election.
We have to win an election, and we should win it by a lot, because there's never been anybody worse at doing that job than Joe Biden. So we're not going to take time to celebrate. We'll celebrate in 8 months when the election is over. November 5th, I believe, will go down as the most important day in the history of our country. So start thinking about it. Start thinking about your vote, because this vote is going to be the most important vote you've ever cast.
It's the first presidential rematch since 1956. It's also the first rematch since 1912 between two people who have both been president. Anti-abortion activists are still working after the overturning of Roe v. Wade and the banning of abortion in most cases, like in Texas. Mark Lee Dixon is the founder of the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn Initiative and a director with Right to Life of East Texas. He said one of the abortion loopholes they're trying to close with Sanctuary Cities is abortion trafficking. He said, quote, "The loopholes we're closing, of course, are things like abortion trafficking, the taking of pregnant mothers across state lines for the purpose of abortion. And then along with that, we've got to address this reality that these waste management companies can pick up from abortion facilities without consequence," end quote. Last Wednesday, the Heritage Foundation hosted an event about the decline of marriage and fertility in America. In 2022, the fertility rate in the U.S. was 1.6 births per woman aged 15 to 44, below the replacement level of 2.1. Lindsay Burke is the director of the Heritage Foundation's Center for Education Policy. At the event, She highlighted research on how colleges are contributing to the decline of marriage through heavy debt burdens and ideological opposition to family life. She noted, quote, "More time in higher education is prolonging adolescence and delaying marriage and family formation," end quote. And finally, millennials are poised to become the richest generation in history, according to Knight Frank's 2024 Wealth Report. Millennials were born in the 80s and 90s. Over the next 20 years, they are set to inherit $90 trillion in assets from the Silent Generation and the Baby Boomers. The Silent Generation was born between 1928 and 1945, and the Boomers were born between 1946 and 1964. The report noted that ultra-high net worth individuals are on the rise, those worth $30 million or more. The number of the ultra-wealthy in North America grew by 7.2% last year. Deuteronomy 8 verses 17 and 18 reminds us, "Beware lest you say in your heart, 'My power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth.' You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, March 14th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.